The door banged open and Willie Joe flowed across the floor and onto a bar stool, the one nearest the men's room. "Cup of espresso, Señor Smith?" Jose said. He nodded. Sarah checked her watch. "You're 2 minutes early." "It's the goddamn aliens, screwing everything up." While the espresso machine was building up pressure, Jose punched no sale on the antique register and took out a pink $500 bill. "Hey, be obvious," Willie Joe said. "I'm an obvious kind of man." He put the bill under the saucer in front of Willie Joe. "I could make you real obvious. You don't watch your fucking trap." "Yeah, yeah." He poured the coffee, making the sound like a chicken just audible over the machine hiss. "Jose," Sarah warned. He served the coffee. "It's okay, Señor Smith knows I know his boss." "You know too many people, Janie. Get you some trouble someday." "Enjoy the coffee, sir," he said with a broad smile. "I hope it is done to your liking." "You boys want to put your dicks back in? Customers coming." "You watch your mouth too, lady." Sarah turned and made a sign only Willie Joe could see. Right thumb rammed up through left fist. "Y tu madre," she mouthed, her face turning red. "Yeah, well, fuck you too." He turned back to his coffee. Two women and two men came in, suits from the federal building. Sarah took their orders and passed them on to Jose. At exactly 9:30, the mayor strode in. He said hello to Sarah and Jose and one of the suits, Rosalita. He sat down two stools away from Willie Joe and ignored him.
"Café con leche, Mr. Sotheby," Jose said.
"Oh, let me be daring. The chocolate one.
One chocochino coming up."
Sarah brought him a placemat and setting. "So what about these aliens, Cameron? You made it all up, confess."
"Ah, you see through me like a window, my dear," he said theatrically. "Anything to keep from raising taxes. Tourists by the plane load."
She patted his shoulder. "Send some of them here," and went on to seat two new customers. Jose brought the hot chocolate with espresso and ground a scatter of fresh chocolate on top.
"Merci gracias," the mayor said, and took a careful sip.
He sipped and studied the menu for a few minutes, and then went into the men's room. Sarah had seen the little dance every month since Cameron took office. Mayor goes into the men's room and comes back out. Willie Joe suddenly feels nature's call and stays in the bathroom long enough for the mayor to finish his coffee and escape. Willie Joe comes back out, leaves a stunning $5 tip, and slithers on to his next stop. She could blow the whistle on them. She could have her fingers broken one by one, too. She could have them broken off and fed to her. Willie Joe was just a hood with delusions of grandeur, but the people he collected for played for keeps. She sat down again. Busy, slack, busy, slack. Were all businesses like this? Did whores spend 2 hours on their backs and then 2 hours doing crossword puzzles? Here comes Susie Q, the poor deaf thing. Sarah stood up and went to the bar, but Jose was a step ahead of her. He filled a large foam cup with sweet coffee and hot milk. She took it outside with some pastry from yesterday. Susie Q accepted her morning gift with calm grace. Fix up the random hair, the pungent rags, and she could look like Queen Victoria or Eleanor Roosevelt. Stern ugliness. Imposing.
"How goes it this morning, Susie Q?"
"Oh, it's hot."
"But hot is what you got. Am I rot or not?"
Sarah laughed.
"You're rot, all rot."
She patted the old woman on the shoulder and went back inside.